News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Five criminals posing the biggest challenge to the safety of prisons in the country will this week be housed in a new €2.7 million facility in the Midlands prison in Portlaoise. Now, the five had previously been attended to by staff wearing riot gear, but the new facility aims to build up one-to-one relationships with prisoners and prepare them to cope with the release back into community. Joining us to discuss this further is Gabriel Keaveney, the Assistant General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association. Gabriel, just tell us what exactly is the aim of this facility.
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Well, the POA would see that the aim of this project is to develop a specific area to deal with what have been titled extremely violent and disruptive prisoners. That would be done in line with best international practice. And as you've said, to date, these prisoners have been dealt with across the prison estate on an ad hoc basis and with various different approaches taken by the local management. And in that situation, unfortunately, often appeasement was chosen by management as the easiest route, and that clearly does not work. So this new unit will, as far as we're concerned, it will be a centre of excellence, and it's going to be co-led by an assistant governor and a senior psychologist. And of course, it's not just picked out of the sky. It's based on a model that we have seen on joint visits to the UK, where they obviously have similar difficulties.
The theory and the thinking behind it presumably is, if you treat people well and if they see that there's a reward for them behaving well, that it will work, that it's kind of a win-win for everyone. Is that the theory?
Well, of course, we would say that everybody has been treated well. But in this situation, there is more one-to-one interaction, and it will be explained to prisoners in advance what's expected from them. They will make decisions then as adults based on that. So their behavioural pattern, if it improves, if there's significant improvement in that light, then of course they will gain far more privileges from within the prison system. But to date, what we've been doing is giving them everything and expecting them to adhere to the rules and regulations. And that clearly hasn't worked. So there's challenges for both the prisoners themselves and for our own members working with these difficult cohort of prisoners.
What happens if they don't play ball?
Oh, if they don't play ball, then clearly they will be facilitated in other parts of the system. In the first instance, though, they will be given a four-month assessment period in the new unit. And only after that period of time, then, will a determination be made as to the suitability for the unit or whether they move back into other parts of the prison system. But it will be a detailed four-month assessment period.
Now, this has been done, as you say, in other countries. What have they tended to find? Do most prisoners actually come on board with this and realise it's in their interests to cooperate? Or what tends to be? Is there a percentage of prisoners who do cooperate with this?
No, in actual fact, we have seen firsthand some inmates actually make progress in the unit. Some prisoners become bed blockers. They become so used to it, they want to stay there. And of course, in other cases, then, these are very, very challenging people, are very difficult, and it's not just as simple to make progress with them. But this is the first for Ireland. This is the first time we've had one of these units, and we do hope that, our ultimate hope is that this will reduce violence amongst this cohort of prisoners. That's the hope of our members working in the area.
Some people will read about this and go, this is giving wrongdoers, this is giving criminals access to perks like Xbox and so on, that, you know, they shouldn't be getting those kind of perks. What would your response be to that?
Well, look, our response is that if a prisoner's behavioural pattern is positive, if they're engaging with all the services, if they're cooperative with staff and indeed other inmates, then we have no difficulty whatsoever with prisoners getting extra privileges within the system. We have an incentivized regime system that's used across the entire prison network, and it does work. But our job is to try and advance prisoners when they're in the system, because ultimately, if these people are allowed out, particularly the cohort that's going to be in the new unit, out into general society, straight from being dealt with in riot gear, then there's definitely difficulties ahead, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, just very finally and very, very briefly, I'm just reading a quote there from the head of psychology in the prison service, said they hope that to help prisoners understand the reasons they'd resorted to violence while preparing them for return to the community when they had been completed their sentence. Noble sentiments. Is it a little naive, perhaps?
Well, of course, if you don't try, you know, you'll never succeed. But what we would say is the biggest concern we have in relation to this entire unit is that if local management don't adhere to their own policy documents and don't adhere to their own procedures, that puts our members at serious risk and it advances the cause for nobody. That's our serious concern in relation to this.
Okay, so you're adopting a sort of a cautious welcome for this, but you want to see how it works.
A cautious welcome, but we must adhere to the policies and procedures and best international practice.
Okay, thanks indeed for joining us, Gabriel Keaveney, the Assistant General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.